So, yeah, just to reset the table, you all know that by now that ESPN.com put out an extensive Rip the Lakers piece yesterday.
Baxter Holmes. Fantastic piece.
It was pretty good. It was pretty solid.
Yep.
A lot of work, 2 years in the making. A lot of, it was a lot of unnamed quotes, but it was very believable from former office workers and whatnot about Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, and the atmosphere of the Lakers. And, of course, you throw in LeBron James, his agent, Maverick Carter, his friend as well, his business partner, all that into the mix, and it equals dysfunction. Then last night at 7 o'clock on ESPN, it was supposed to be an NBA Game 1 preview, even though it's not till tomorrow. But Magic Johnson was slated to appear with good friend Stephen A., and as you mentioned, alongside Michael Wilbon as well. What they started out okay, because what they did is they had a Shelly Smith voiceover piece of all the problems with mm-hmm. the lake, and Magic Johnson was right mm-hmm. there listening
yep.
to it.
Yep. Agreed.
And they come back, and it was a grand total of two questions. The first question was Stephen A. Smith basically saying, let's hurry up, get this nonsense over so we can talk about the NBA Finals. Magic, how do you respond to that? It was an open-ended question.
Oh, yeah.
And Magic goes on a four-minute monologue defending himself, and then Michael Wilbon gets in his follow-up question,
very
which
quietly.
Was so...
Could you hear it? I had to turn up the volume to 90.
It was so insignificant, and I'm surprised by this by Wilbon, that I can't even remember what it was. Magic answered that, and boom, it was on to the NBA Finals, and let's bring in Doc Rivers in our next segment, and it is all over. It was bad.
And Magic saying, the last time I'm going to talk about this. Well, I doubt that, because sooner or later, Jeannie Buss is going to have to speak up. Linda Ramis or whoever else is running that franchise. They missed the entire point. Magic went on this diatribe last night again about people calling him lazy, and this, that, and that. No one ever called him that, number one, ever. That
was earlier never, they did. It was not in the piece, but earlier they would suggest that he was lazy and never. This, well, it's Rob Pelinka who said.
Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka is just a flat-out liar. We all know that. Who cares what Rob Pelinka says? What I care about is Magic Johnson 2 years ago saying he is all in with the Lakers, going to give 150%. They should have played those quotes, which I don't think they did, from 2 years ago when he was on First Take with Stephen A. Back then. They should have played that. And then played what he said not too long ago about, when he took the job saying, after he took the job saying, well, I'm committed to my businesses. I make more money on my businesses, so I'm not going to be totally committed to the Lakers. He said that. They didn't throw that back in his face at all. Not one time last night. Not one time. And then he goes into, he misconstrues it, or Stephen A. sitting back after Magic with Stephen A. with his arm folded like he's on the Iron Throne, victorious, because Magic Johnson starts talking about, and then they say I was lazy because I'm running my six. No one ever called him that. Good for you, Magic. You built an empire in business outside the Lakers. Fantastic. But stop saying people called you lazy. Stop saying that you were committed full-time. You contradicted yourself. And Jeannie Buss let you get away with it. And you admitted that part, but you did say you were committed to the Lakers. 150%. That's what you said 2 years ago. 150%. This is what it's all about. All he did was talk about the side stories about how
The HR stuff,
which I think is not... Most of it is probably, I probably believe some of it. But that's not the story here. That's not the reason why the Lakers are in a dysfunctional organization right now. It's ignorance, arrogance, and a combination of Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, the Rambuses, the Rambi, the Busses, Jeannie, and the two brothers. This is not about HR issues, and they are deflecting it, trying to make you out there, which I know you guys are smarter than that, and ladies, to believe that some HR crap and some car service, probably like that, are the reason why the Lakers are dysfunctional. No. Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, the Rambuses, all of that. That's what this is all about. That could have been such a great show last night. They should have had Will Cain on with them. Will was great this afternoon.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because he said exactly what you and I were thinking.
Here's what I think Magic Johnson thought his 150% effort was going to be. I think he thought when he took the job 2 years ago, I think he thought he was going to make a phone call to LeBron and recruit him to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was going to, and remember this at the
and
time.
And LeBron was going to be Fonzie. Snap your fingers.
No, not even that. I think he thought he was going to get LeBron there, and then he was going to get Paul George there, and then he drafted Lonzo Ball, who he inflated the value of, and I thought he thought, boom, done. We're restored. I'll put all this now on Pelinka's plate. He'll do all the GM, the dot in the I's and crossing the T's on the contracts, and I'm a hero in Los Angeles again. I really think that was his game plan.
Absolutely correct. I totally agree. And tell you, this is about, I don't think Magic acts this way with his other businesses. I think he was enabled and got away with it. Magic Johnson, egomaniac with the Lakers, ignorance, arrogance. There's no other way to describe it. I think Will Cain even said it just a few minutes ago as well. Mr. Cowboy fan, but I'll give him credit for this. I mean, and you just heard, who's the guy that does the, right before he came on, did that little 2-minute segment. Ira, I forget who did it.
Dari Noka.
Yeah. Summed it up very quickly. We're the Lakers. Everybody think those days are done in sports. Those days are done.
Well, that's why they thought Anthony Davis was coming because we're the Lakers.
No, I don't care where you are. The reason why the Golden State Warriors are now the new Lakers is because of ownership and competent management top to bottom. And the reason why the Lakers are a laughingstock, only the Knicks are worse, is because of ownership and management. I don't care if they're playing in Los Angeles or on the moon. It doesn't matter.
Actually,
and players
statistically,
understand that.
The last 4 years, they have the exact same record.
You're right. I saw that.
So they're not worse than better than the Knicks. And they're equally as bad.
Isn't that something? And that's what I'm telling you. The number one and number two markets, that crap doesn't matter anymore. The league may think it matters for viewership. Maybe there's some truth to that. But people and fans want to see good basketball and good players. They don't care. Do you think they're going to not tune in because the game's in Oakland and not Los Angeles? No.
No.
Those days are done. Done. And the sooner the Lakers and the Knicks and others like franchises like that realize that, the better off they'll be.
I heard that Lakers-Knicks stat yesterday, and it took me back. I know the Lakers have been sucking out loud. I never put two and two together that it was that bad. I never... compared it to the Knicks.
When six straight seasons, the Lakers are out of the playoffs. The Knicks, when's the last time the Knicks are in the playoffs? Seems like a decade.
Carmelo and Amari?
Yeah. But six straight years.
Except when they got bounced in the second round by the LeBron Heat?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
How did they make it through the first round?
Is that the first round or the...
I don't remember.
It might have been the first round because they didn't have anything.
It might have been the first
round. I mean, Carmelo was just throwing up bricks off the back of the rim.
I can look it up.
That's probably.
But some of these teams and franchises better get their collective heads out of their butts and realize Glitzy Town, Hollywood, and Manhattan don't cut it anymore. If you don't have competent ownership and management and show a commitment to winning and know what the hell you're doing. Players, you can talk about golfing and they want to swim in the ocean and some want warmer weather. And there is a little bit of truth to some of that. But I think players are looking at competent organizations. And how in the hell are the Lakers going to attract anybody, Craig and Chris?
The Knicks were the next two seed in the East back in 2012-2013.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
7 years ago.
All right, if you're a free agent.
That same year, the Lakers were the 7 seed out West. Made the playoffs by 2 games.
Was that Kobe's last year, or did Kobe not make the last?
No, I don't think Kobe made the last.
Yeah, the last one he didn't.
He went off on a 60 burger.
Against the Kings, was it? Or I can't remember. So, all right,
Jazz?
Maybe. If you're a free agent right now, you got the whole world as your oyster. Are you going to want to go move your family to Milwaukee and play with Giannis, who says that he hopes all of his free agents stay? It seems like Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee, even though the Lakers have hired assistant coach Jason Kidd to lure him in a couple of years. Or for the same money, do you want to go to Los Angeles and play for the mighty Lakers and live in the L.A. and live the lifestyle, but it's a train wreck? So let's say those are the only two options you have.
Well, let me throw a third one at you just to play with me, if you will.
The Clippers?
Play with me. Come in my sandbox and play.
Okay. Boston?
David Griffith is having a conversation today with Anthony Davis. Say that they somehow repair that relationship, and it's Davis and Zion. Who wouldn't want to go play with them? I mean, that's something. I'm saying that's something to consider. Yeah. And this weather stuff, you know, players are on the road a big chunk.
Well, for the wives,
I understand. Keep in mind the wives,
I know the wives,
living in South Beach.
And the wives have a big say in it. I've said it a million times. The wives do. I don't know how many of these guys are married. and what their situation is with children. And I get
or
all that
act
stuff.
Like they're married,
but I still think it's about. And Milwaukee is one of the up and coming, a competent organization.
But free agents don't want to go there.
They may want.
No, but that's my point. But Giannis is indicating he wants to stay, and he wants his free agents to stay. So that was my initial question.
Who wanted to go to Oakland back in the day?
Do you want to go to L.A. and live the lifestyle and work for Jeannie Buss and the disaster, or do you want to go to an organization like Milwaukee and play with Giannis? But that was the original question I asked.
But there's always that level, that point where you're Anthony Davis, you're in New Orleans, you've had some decent seasons, like. You were a 3 seed, I think, in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And they got upset.
And they got swept out.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Oklahoma City, I think.
I think it was Portland.
It might have been Portland.
It was Portland.
But anyway, at some point these stars, they realize, like, I can't attract free agents here. I can't get the guy who can help you win. He's in the final 2 years of his career. I can't get him to come to Milwaukee in February. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. It's just easier to get him because there's always going to be the team in Houston. There's always going to be the team in Dallas. There's going to be the team in Miami. There's
going to be the, to go to
the
Toronto.
Los Angeles via trade, not via free agency.
I understand that.
And that's why a lot of people say Kawhi isn't going to re-sign with Toronto.
Right,
because he wants the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. He wants to be in Southern California.
By the way, sidebar. I read today that Pat Riley last year for the Heat offered the Spurs a Godfather deal. That's what the headline said. I don't know what he offered to get Kawhi, and apparently the Spurs liked the Raptors deal better. Obviously, they're getting
it was DeRozan. Yeah, DeRozan.
So
was
I don't know what a Godfather deal in Miami is with that garbage roster last year.
Not garbage. It's just
no. It's
but
it's
Riley
mediocre.
Basically offered up the farm.
It's like it's.
But they don't have
pretty
enough.
Good at a lot of spots. Like that's the Miami roster. It's they just don't have that guy that can get them buckets in the final 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it should have been Whiteside, but those days are done.
Don't get me started on that guy.
But I still think
straight robbery what he's doing.
Look, I still think that right now, what is the more competent organization want to go for? It's not Oakland. You're going to go to Golden State. You're going to go to the Lakers. It's not even close.
Yeah, those are all better.
It's not even close.